and wanting a cool house, we built a long house with windows on two sides and doors in each end. So in the summertime, it could be opened and the sea breezes or the river breezes could blow through. Originally, the house was three rooms only, kitchen and bedroom 12 by 12, living room 16 by 16. And wanting a cool house, we put 9 feet high ceilings in the bedroom, kitchen, and 11 foot ceilings in the living room, with louvers over the roof of the living room so everything would be open, and in the summertime breezes could blow through the entire attic, cooling the house. Our heating was a central stove in the living room with wood, later replaced by a kerosene heater, which repeatedly had to have the tank filled until a 55-gallon tank could be put on the outside with an automatic feed. And during the winter months, a wood stove complete with oven was used in the kitchen both for heat and for cooking, with a two-burner kerosene stove if you wanted to just heat water or something of that nature in the summertime. And the wood stove was taken down and stored, usually from October 15th to April 15th, the wood stove remained up in the kitchen. It was not necessary to have an electric fan during the summer months, but now that we're old and we feel the heat more, we do have a few electric fans that we put around. No air conditioning, except nature's air. And it is, for us, quite comfortable.
Did you ever have a fireplace in your house?
Later putting, building an additional bedroom on the south end of the house, we placed a fireplace in that room. And for many years, this was my wife's delight, to warm herself by the fire while I, Hubert, was out at the woodpile sawing or cutting wood to keep the fireplace burning. Working as a letter carrier, I had access to tree trimmers and others who would remove trees in St. Augustine, and in that way I was supplied with wood throughout the year, which I hauled and cut myself for the fireplace. There was consumed possibly 3, 4, or 5 cords of wood each year by the fireplace alone.
Okay, the smoke goes up. Smoke would go up through something called in the fireplace, the smoke would go rise through something called a
damper. Or whatever. No, this fireplace is built with what we called a throat, where the brick come closer together, and this causes a draft that would draw the smoke fast enough up through the throat and through the chimney, where smoke would not boil out into the room. And the top of the fire, the top of the chimney is high enough above the tree level that you do not get a downdraft severe enough to force the wind down into the chimney to cause smoke to come into the room.
Okay, the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace, would you have a name for that?
The hearth.
Right.
The hearth was flat fire brick, which I had salvaged from other fire brick and made into an appropriate design. It is floor level for convenience in sweeping the room, so the sweepings can be swept